with the group that went to Pensacola was the 7th through 12th grade. And the sponsors on that trip were Mike and Noel Swafford, Lori Hayes, and Daniel Jemanski. And then the sponsors for the kids that went to the Anchorage, and the Anchorage is located right there near Wilmington, North Carolina. It's about 45 minutes inland from the coast there, and it's a really neat camp. And we were there with 10 of our young people from the church, and the sponsors were myself, Joanna, and Amanda Seymour. And we're very thankful for the opportunity that we had to go. God worked in our hearts as well. And it was just a joy just to be with the young people and to see the Lord work in that week. So we're going to go ahead. Are we ready to show that video, Brother Mike? Let's go ahead and show that now. And then what we'll do is we're going to open it up for testimonies to the junior camp as well. All those that went to the Anchorage, it'll be if you'd like to just get up and share a short testimony of maybe something God taught you or how He encouraged you that week at camp. And then for our teens, if you'd like to share something, maybe how God just worked in your heart, helped you, encouraged you in any way. I just want you to know, young people, you're not here for show. There's no pressure. You don't need to be nervous. I'm like, yeah, right, Pastor. You don't need to be nervous. But I mean that. We're your friends here, not your enemies. We've been praying for you. How many of you were praying for the teens throughout the week? That's most of us here. Thank you for that. And you guys were being prayed for. And so anything you share is going to be an encouragement to us, because it's going to just really glorify the Lord and how He worked. So why don't we go ahead and show that now, and then we'll begin with testimonies. Rejoice together, laugh at each other, just have a good time, and just building lifelong memories. But we do, as much as we put the emphasis on the fun, I say, hey, listen, my philosophy of life is, work hard, but you can also play hard. But they did play hard, but also there was a working going on too. There was a working going on in their hearts, and God working in their hearts. And that is the main purpose of our camps, is to, yes, give them an opportunity to have a blast, fun competition, things of that nature, but then also to settle down throughout several times a day and just let God speak and to make those decisions. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and open it up. Who'd like to start us off with a word of testimony? Just maybe a way God worked in your heart. And I know that's always the hardest one, somebody just to kick us off. Anybody just want to start us off? All right, Anna, you come on up and testify. Appreciate Anna and Geneva being able to go. You come on up and testify, sister.
Okay. My name is Anna, and I really don't have much to say except something that God laid on my heart this week. Pastor Kenny Baldwin, one night was preaching about the parable of the lost son, or I forgot how it goes, but like, he was talking about, you know, how it's all fun and games and stuff like that until you don't have anything left, and how you're so far from home and you don't realize it until most of the time you're just down in the dumps. So can you all just pray for me? Because I felt like I was getting a little, you know, a little off the path, but I'm on my way back now, and I can't wait to get back home. So.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. How many of you pray for Anna to just maintain the course that God has helped her get back on? And appreciate that, sister. That was an encouragement. Who would like to start us off with our second one? Anybody? All right, Abby, you come on up, sister.
Let me go ahead and tell on myself. I dropped an ICA on Anna's foot the first day. So that was interesting. But I just remember Tuesday and Wednesday he said about drawing a line, basically like don't draw a line for God. I draw a line with a lot of people, like my little sister in my personal space. She doesn't know that line. She'll figure it out one day. But I just need to not draw a line for him and let him take control of my life. Because I feel like I'm a really controlling person. Also, he said that when you draw a line, you forget God's works and blessings. He was talking about our parents. And my God did something while we were at the camp, and I couldn't talk to my mom, you know, at the time because she was at work. And I realized she is a help a lot.
Amen.
And so I just wanted to thank her while I'm up here. So
amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. All right. Who would like to come next? All right, Geneva, come on up.
So Tuesday in the evening service, he was talking about how there's no place like home. And he said, you can find happiness in the world, but you can only find true joy in God's word. And I feel like I've been trying to be happy in the world and do what the world does. And I feel like I've strayed away from the path that God wants me to be on. So if y'all could just pray me, I'm on my way back to the path right now. And so if y'all could just pray for me to stay where God wants me to be and not wander, that would be a great help. Thank you.
Amen, sister. Amen. Thank you, Geneva. All right. Next, come on up. Aren't these a blessing? That's what I tell these young people, that, and for adults as well. I hope that we can more often share testimonies just with each other. It's an encouraging time for a couple reasons. One is this: it testifies and signifies God is working. God's working in our hearts, and we always want to know that He is doing that. Because if we're staying around here just keeping our mouth closed all the time, people begin to wonder, is God even at work here? And we need to testify that God's at work and to be able to encourage each other on that. All right. Who would like to go next? Give a testimony. Maybe if one of our juniors would like to give a testimony. Not sure if they're prepared to do that or would like to. It can be a little intimidating, I know. But round two. Amen. Anna, amen.
It's me, Anna, again. Okay, so another thing I just thought about when I was sitting down that I hadn't thought about, I guess. The pastor in one of the sermons was talking about how, we praise God and we thank Him for everything He does for us. But when it comes down to it, a lot of us are scared to go out and tell Him. Mm-hmm. Tell about Him.
Yeah.
If we're put in a situation where we have to talk about Jesus Christ, a lot of us would back down. And, well, I know I would. I can't speak for everyone. So if you could pray for, everyone in general, because I know for me, speaking, right now just scares me. So, just pray that the Lord who made everything and, just pray that we can talk about Him with joy and with confidence.
Amen.
And just, thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we are praying, and appreciate you sharing that. It's always a matter of fact, even for the adults. Isn't it always an issue having the courage to speak about the Lord? And it's something that our flesh doesn't like to do. But thank you for sharing that. Round two. That was great. I appreciate that. All right. That'd be fine. All right. Somebody else would like to start us off. Tyler. Tyler, you come. Tyler got toward the end of the week. We had a great week. Tyler got a little sick, but he was a real trooper. He pulled on through and had a great spirit about him. So, Tyler, you come and share what God did in your heart, buddy.
One thing real quick. Mr. Sammy was the pastor, and almost every day he said a saying, and if I could have all the kids and sponsors that went to Anchorage say it with me, Christ cares and character counts.
Amen.
And that was the saying that he said, and I was just saying that Christ cares about us, and that character counts, and that how he likes how our character builds throughout, and how we should have character building.
Amen.
And another thing that I was talking about the whole week was the tongue, and how the tongue is one of the most powerful weapons that it can hurt someone.
That's right.
Throughout life and have them discouraged and being sad the rest of their lives because you say something really mean.
That's right.
And I know I've said stuff mean to people before, and I just ask that you would pray and that I won't do that anymore, and that if I ever run into someone that I did do that, that I would be able to forgive them. That they would be able to forgive me.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you for that, brother. That was a message that, amen. He spoke to the young people on using their words, and that was a message that I felt like really God did move in. He used all of them, but the kids really responded to that. And I believe the Lord honored his word in the hearts of those young people that listened. It was a great, great help and encouragement. Anybody else like to give a testimony? All right, Kendra.
I'm Kendra, and it was really cool because, as y'all know, I had surgery like less than 2 months ago. And I know that y'all were praying for me as I went down there and everything. And it was really cool because, like, our morning devotions, like, we had a morning service, but then right after that we split up, like, guys and girls. And we were talking about prayer. And it was really cool just how I could see, like, God working through y'all's prayers in all of our hearts and just, like, for protection and safety and all like that. But then also, the last night, Brother Kenny was talking about how it's, like, worth it to live for God and that we don't need to wait and everything like that. So just pray for me as I try to live for God or continue to live for God that I'd realize that it's way more worth it to live for Him now than to wait.
All right. Who would like to – well, we haven't started clapping for everybody. We'll just go ahead and clap for everyone gives testimony. And we're clapping for the Lord because we're thankful God's working. Amen. And nothing wrong with that. Anybody else like to give just a short testimony? All right, Val's coming. Appreciate Valerie. And glad the Heises got to go. Last year they weren't able to go, but this year they were. I was very thankful for that, even Nathaniel. Thank you, Val.
Okay, so I don't remember exactly which night it was, but one night he talked about there's no place like home. And, like, I haven't really like wanted to be at home a lot, and so I've been like, you know, I was just thinking that in order to get back home, I have to get back home, like, you know, to God. So I'm
amen, praise the Lord. Thank you, Valerie. I appreciate that. Valerie, last time, I believe last year, I can't remember what she, I just remember she was very hesitant or terrified to come up and speak, but I really appreciate her getting up and sharing that. And I know all these young people, it takes courage to get up before. Hopefully we're all sweet looking. I hope we are. But even with that, it can be a little intimidating. So be sure to give them smiles and nod when they're speaking. Make sure you're with them. And appreciate that. Anybody else like to give a testimony? These have been just so precious. Anybody else like to share a testimony of maybe how God worked in your life? Noel, we'll go ahead and let you go. And then any of you teens or young people want to go after Noel, that's fine too.
We have particularly enjoyed the teens last year and this year. It is such a blessing to be around them and the joy and the happiness and everything that they display all week long, no matter how long the day is, no matter how hot it was, anything like that. They are a happy group to be around. Several nights we had devotions together, or I would go into their room and tuck them in and turn off their lights, try to make them get to sleep, and they did. And I got to visit with them for a little while, and just, they're precious kids, and they are facing an incredibly dark world around them. You know, we go to jobs, we surround ourselves with church people and friends and stuff like that, but they're in school, where they hear all kinds of stuff from teachers, from friends, from everyone around them. And they're facing an uphill battle.
Yes, they are.
And I just really appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your support in allowing us to go down there. And, you know, I appreciate Kenny Baldwin. I wish I could tell him that. He's really sold out for the Lord, and he's made a huge impact on an awful lot of kids.
Amen.
And I know our group has really benefited from him. So I miss you guys when I'm not around you anymore. I hope you guys have a great week ahead of you. You know, we were able to share with each other about the Lord and the gospel every day.
Amen.
You know, we were able to talk about that stuff. We were able to talk to each other, visited with friends. We encouraged each other in the Lord. I'd really encourage you, use your devices for good to encourage each other in the Lord. Send each other Bible verses, thoughts
Amen.
God may give you throughout the week, and continue the encouragement. We all need it. So just God bless these kids, and thank you all for allowing us to go down there and helping us with that.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lori, for going and helping me with all those girls.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We do appreciate Mike and Noel and Lori and Daniel going. That was it was tremendous, and the time that they spent, the investment. And I know the young people appreciate it, and thankful for that. All right, somebody else like to give a testimony? We're not rushing anything, but if you feel like
I taught you something, you think it'd be an encouragement to us, please share. We would appreciate it. Brother Cody?
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and apologize because I haven't written anything out. It's not really planned out that well, so please bear with me.
It's all right.
There were several recurring themes throughout several of his messages that stuck out to me. One message was entitled, "There's No Place Like Home." One was about how to be in the way. Every morning he talked about the same passage about how the children of Israel limited God. So now that I got all that stuff mentioned, I can start. First night, one of the first things he said was about Hannah, Samuel's mother's, her passion, and how as soon as God answered her prayer and gave her Samuel, she gave him right back. And later I was thinking, God gave me my life, my everything. How can I do anything except give it back? And then the night he was talking about there's no place like home, he mentioned that even for the people who haven't left yet, they're still going to church, still doing all of that. A lot of people are looking out the window, dreaming about it, thinking about, well, it looks really fun, it looks all that, but how it's not worth it. It says, Solomon says in Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities, it's all empty and worthless in the end. So please pray for me that I won't be looking out the window. I won't be trying to leave. That I'll be content and sold out for God.
Amen. Amen. I'll just pray for Brother Cody. Cody's getting ready to enter the university. Several of our young people are, but we know that they will face many challenges there. Their faith will be challenged. It most certainly will. As they walk into that classroom, those professors make it a point to challenge and to derail the faith of Christians. Many of those liberal professors and the environment that they can be in. So we need to pray for our young people, as Noel said, that are facing these battles. And God is able, and that's why we emphasize the importance of God's Word, as I did this morning. And it is sufficient to get us through those battles and to stand strongly upon them. Thank you for that, brother. Anyone else like to share? These have been wonderful. We'll go as long as we need to. Don't hesitate. Don't feel like you've waited too late if you'd like to share a testimony. Anybody else? Autumn, sure. That'd be great. We appreciate that. Autumn and Conrad got to come.
Well, the whole week was a blessing to me, honestly. I got to sing in the competition, and that was a lot of fun. It was very nerve-wracking, but it was still fun. And on Wednesday night, he talked about how you are not the product without the process. And honestly, that was just a huge thing that stuck with me, so I just wrote it down. Because, I've always known that I'm not perfect, and nobody will ever be perfect. Sure. No one has, no one ever will be. Only God will ever be perfect.
Amen.
And even whenever we go to heaven, it doesn't matter. You're always not going to be the perfect person, and that's okay. That is an okay thing. But anyways, yeah, the process, gives you the product, and, it's just, whatever you go through, you're always going to have struggles, and a few bumps and bruises here and there, but that's okay.
Yes.
And then also, this was not during one of Brother Kenny Baldwin's messages. Yes, thank you. And, but this was used whenever, this quote was used whenever we heard the story about this guy. He went on a hike, and he saw a hawk. You guys will remember that. That was funny. He totally had me fooled. We actually thought he was going to have the story, and he didn't. But he used this quote, "Use the things in life that go against you to learn instead of avoiding them and just ignoring them." But honestly, that quote is really good. Use the things in life that go against you and use them for good. And so instead of taking disrespectful words and listening to what other people have to say about you, like, ignore God, don't go to church, why do you listen to people? All that stuff's not true. Well, you can hear all those words, but you don't have to listen to them. Mm. And you can use them for wonderful things and ask God to help you. And also, instead of giving hate back, tell them the good word and let them know and invite them to church and just see what happens. And yeah, you could be very, and you will be very successful. Even like if you don't like live in a huge mansion, earn millions of dollars daily or have the most wonderful car or the life of the party, you will still be successful in God's eyes, and he will always love you. Amen. It doesn't matter what you do. Just know that God loves you, and he will always be that way, and it'll never change.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Becca, do you want to go too? Amen.
Y'all, let me start off with this. I am so nervous right now. I wasn't even talking, and she was talking, and I was over there, like, sweating. So bad. Okay. So this past week on Tuesday night, Brother Kenny was talking about leaving home. And I was, and like, as soon as he said the name of the sermon was There's No Place Like Home, it was like God came out and was like, this one's for you. And I was like, okay. So he was like, you're leaving God's will if you're not at home. Like, home is God's will for you. And I realized that I wasn't leaving home, but I was looking out the window, mesmerized by worldly things. And I wanted to not be saved because maybe I could get away with things like that. And that's not how a Christian's supposed to be thinking. I should feel blessed. And I felt so bad. And I went to the altar that night and I apologized for wanting that ever, because you should never want that. That's not something that anybody would ever want, because God is joy. And you can be happy whenever you're not a Christian, but you can't be joyful. So I said sorry, and that was something else, but I forgot what it was. Yeah, thank y'all for y'all's prayers and everything.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm doing part two.
Sure, part two, part two. Amen.
I'm back.
It's all
right. I just wanted to mention that the Lord definitely blessed me over the week with getting to know more people and having good laughs and talking to new people, making memories, and the Lord definitely gave us a blessed week, and there were multiple people saved, and that was just a blessing and wonderful, and it definitely opened my eyes to him and his love, and it's just a wonderful week, and I'm glad I got to meet the people that I did, and even if I already knew them, I got to know them more, and that was amazing, and I loved it. I had a great week.
Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Wow, these have been just so, so encouraging. Thank you, Becca. You did a great job, by the way. Becca was terrified to come up, and I'm glad the Lord worked it out where Autumn could come up with you there. That was a blessing, and just a sweet cousin there to just help her through that. I'm so glad you did. So glad every one of you have come up, but we still have time for more. If you'd like to, you got something on your heart, you can do it. God will give you the strength just to say a word, and we'll open that up to you. Anybody else from junior camp or from the Pensacola Teen Extreme week? Anybody else? Yeah, Nathaniel, come on up, buddy.
So, I was very privileged to go to Teen Extreme, especially since I was the youngest one. And on Monday night, Pastor Kenny talked about how the Lord was talking to Samuel, and Samuel answered the Lord. And I feel like I need to be answering to the Lord when he's talking to me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nathaniel. Amen. Being sensitive to God's spirit and God's voice. Thank you, Nathaniel. That's absolutely correct. Appreciate what God is doing there. Anybody else? Again, these are awesome. I love it. I absolutely love it. It helps our church. It honors the Lord. It encourages each of us in our walk with the Lord. And just very, very thankful. Anybody else like to give a testimony? Anybody else? Yeah, Lori, come on up.
Okay. I appreciate being able to go with these kids. Amen. Y'all have amazing kids. They're so much fun. There's a story behind a lot of this. They talked about how they had their morning devotions. Well, we got to spend more time with Kenny Baldwin in our morning, in the sponsor's morning devotions. And it was amazing. It was like God knew. But God knew what was going to happen later on that day. And Brother Kenny, he would say something in those morning devotions. And we would go, okay, that's good. Some of it I would write down. Some of it we would just kind of file back for later reference. And that night, each time, it was that night, we needed to use what he had given us. One time it was that same afternoon. We had to use what he had said. It was just something, some little thing. One of our kids would be struggling with something, and they would come to us. And it wasn't addressed in any of the sermons. Exactly, but we were able to talk with the kids about it. Sure. And so that was amazing. And I just saw God work in an amazing way. There was something, a situation, and I could not have orchestrated a better end to the situation. It was totally God organized. Amen. And just give him the praise and glory for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate that. All right. Anybody else like to give a testimony? Thank you, Lori, so much. And I'd like to share maybe something the Lord did in your heart throughout the week that you'd like to share with us tonight. Anybody else like that? Brother Luke?
So in one of his sermons, he touched on prayer life. I don't really have a big prayer life, so if you guys just pray for me in my prayer life.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate that, Luke. We do. We all need prayer in that area. But, you know, as these kids ask for prayer, I believe they sincerely mean that. They're asking for us to pray for them. And I hope that as you have heard these testimonies, even if you have to go back and listen to them, remember these decisions and write them out and pray that the Lord would give them strength and just courage to stick with it and to be helped in their spiritual walk. Thank you for that. Anybody else? These have been, again, just very helpful. Amelia, come on up.
There's a lot going on in my head right now. But pretty much throughout the entire week, you talked about, like, limiting God and drawing lines and getting out of the way. And on Wednesday night, I was just, like, stressing out. I was like, oh, no. Am I doing this? And then at the end of the service, he asked for a show of hands on, like, for kids who were trying, they felt like they were doing the right things and they were reading their Bible and but they felt like they were hitting a brick wall and they couldn't get through it. And he just really spoke to me and I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to surrender fully. And so I got out of the way. So just please pray for me that I will continue to just stay out of the way.
Amen. Amen, sister. Thank you. Amen. I appreciate that. I tell Mike, when we pray in the mornings, we always pray before the service. And I often will make a comment, Mike, we just need to stay out of the way today and let the Lord have his way. And we both try to encourage each other in that way because that's what we need. We need to stay out of the way and let the Lord lead us and help us and all these things. And there's also a way of being in the way, but that is following the leadership of the Lord and not getting our hands on it necessarily. But anybody else like to share a word of testimony, something on your heart? Again, just I hope you folks that were praying throughout the week have been encouraged and what God did. This is a fruit of your prayers. It's not in vain. And Satan battles. I sensed it even there at the Anchorage, and I'm sure they sensed it at Teen Extreme, that sometimes Satan tries to battle us. It might be an offense. It might be a word. It just might be a disagreement. And those things come up because we're human and it's life. But a lot of times Satan will try to use those things to stop the work of the Holy Spirit. But boy, when God's people are praying, God's work will continue to go in the face of adversity, even when there are disagreements or whatever. And if people are surrendered to the Lord, it just works out. And so I'm very, very thankful for God's people praying. Anybody else like to share a word of testimony and what God did in your heart this week at camp? Anybody else? All right, JJ.
Hi, I'm JJ, and I'm sorry if I'm all over the place because I didn't really prepare a testimony or anything. But one thing that really spoke to me is Mr. Kenny was talking about hearing God's voice, but not only like hearing it, but really listening to it and like doing something about it. And I found myself like, the Holy Spirit talks to me all the time. I should just go talk to people. It's just like little things, even just starting a conversation or like full out just talking about the Lord or something. And a lot of times I just kind of shove it aside because sometimes it can be really socially awkward and things. So I get really nervous to talk to people. But I decided I should just listen to what he has to say, actually listen for his voice and just do what he says and not think about it. So yeah, if y'all can just pray for me to really just try to strive to do that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate that, JJ. Appreciate it so much. Anybody else like to share a word of brief testimony? These have been just so perfect. I don't know. Just so encouraging to my heart to hear what the Lord working. Anybody else like to share a word? And Brother Mike.
It's been encouraging tonight. Yes, I really appreciate the testimonies from the kids. I'm just amazed that y'all are actually paying attention. I kind of was wondering there throughout the week sometimes. But no, it was a real blessing to be down there and grateful for the opportunity to go. I want to say thank you for the church. I know there was a lot of effort that went into that, a lot of prayers, a lot of things that take place for us to be able to do something like that. I want to thank Brother Ricky also. They were talking about no place like home. Amen. That's what I was thinking about 6:30 Friday when I was waiting on side of the road there. But thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity that the church has given us to go. Lori and Daniel were just a tremendous blessing. Amen. Could not have done it without them. And kids, I appreciate you guys.
Amen.
I got to spend some time with you, and it was just great to see God working in your lives throughout the week. And I hope and pray that you'll take those things and you'll not let them slip. You'll continue to remember that. And one thing Kenny Baldwin talked about, I believe it was on Monday night, he said, and remember this, he said, how you treat God's word is going to determine how much God can use you. And so when Pastor preached that message this morning, that really drove the nail into me, you know, that God has been dealing with me about spending more time in His Word, you know, and just being devoted to that. And I just encourage you to keep going, keep looking to the Lord to meet needs in your life.
Amen. All right, anybody else like to just share a quick brief testimony? Brother Ben?
So I'm Ben. My name's Ben. So one tonight, I forgot which night it was, but he preached on prayer, or was being in the way. But one word that really stood out to me was prayer. And one of his points was prayer is the way to submit yourself to God. And throughout my life, I've never really had that long of a prayer or that much of a prayer life. So just pray for me that I'll be more committed to prayer and just praying.
Amen. Amen. Our summer teen program that we're having, where the teens are meeting on Wednesday night. Brother Hunter is leading that, and I trust that even this will be some good opportunities for them. I'm thinking, Brother Hunter, we should, you know, encourage these prayer meetings and encouraging them in that, and it'd be wonderful to see our youth group cultivate a prayer meeting with themselves, amongst themselves, spontaneous prayer meetings, them come in and just spend time praying, asking God to move. Hey, these teenagers can get a hold of God just as easily as any of us. Absolutely can. And And so maybe the Lord will do that. And some of you leaders in our youth group will say, hey, guys, let's not be told to pray. Let's just get together and pray sometime. And Lord, to help you do that. Anybody else? These are just, again, been wonderful. I believe the Lord is with us tonight. I sense His working, His Spirit, His presence. I believe He's pleased. I believe He's smiling down upon us. Just seeing people respond to His Word and His Spirit. Anybody else? Before we, so I'll say a few words here toward the end. But anybody, it's Gabby? You want to? Sure, absolutely. Sam, we'll go with Blue.
I just want to say that one night Mr. Sammy spoke. He spoke to about us about the wise men and the foolish men, how they built their houses on the rock and the sand, and I feel like I'm building it on the sand. So just pray for me that I will build my house on the sand, I mean the rock, and that I will be wise and not foolish anymore.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was wonderful. Brother Sammy Fry was his name. He did a great job. He used a lot of images on the PowerPoint. He used music. He had his guitar there. And he did. The kids responded so well to him. And very, very thankful the Lord sent us there that week to be with him. And just we are just thrilled. It was a great week. Although we did battle some sicknesses, like I said, we did have one night in the ER. But even that night in the ER was an answer to prayer. Not that we went, but that we got through really quickly. They say normally at this particular hospital, it is not uncommon to be there for 5 or 6 hours. Well, we were out of there in just over an hour. We were the only ones that went through. They pushed us right through. And I want to tell you, Gregory and Lemuel were entertaining in that emergency room. Those nurses, the questions they were asking those nurses, what's that right there? You know, hey, don't squeeze so hard. All right, be gentle, boys. but they were a great sports. They did. They both, little Gregory had a concussion. And Lemuel busted his lip, it was pretty good cut there, pretty good gash. But he didn't need stitches, and that was an answer to prayer. I know to Lemuel, too. He was over, oh, Lord, please, I don't want to get stitches. But he didn't, and they were just real troopers and thankful for that. And all our kids did great. And the teens, I appreciate you so much going and just letting the Lord work in your hearts. And that means the world to me as your pastor. I'm so thankful, and all of you that were praying. I hope you were encouraged tonight in those things. Is there anybody else that would like to give a testimony that wanted to, maybe perhaps wait until the end? Anybody else like to do that? Anybody else? All right. I'm going to be brief tonight, but I just want to follow up with the testimonies. Can you go to Titus with me? I want to follow up with just the testimonies that have been given. And it's also follow up from the message this morning on holding fast the faithful word, the trustworthy word. Titus chapter 1, I'm going to read that phrase again. This is where we were this morning. Verse 9, Titus chapter 1, verse 9. Would you look there with me, please? It says here, holding fast, talking about the pastor here as a qualification, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught. And we talked about that word holding fast as a clinging, and not only a clinging, but a defending, an opposition to those that would try to get between them and the word of God. And then that word faithful word, we talked about it being this book being trustworthy. And as far as how we cling to, we talked about adhering, obeying, relying, trusting, and then defending. But I'd just like to mention just a few points tonight with the Lord's help. I'm going to be brief as possible, but would you listen very carefully. How do we defend the gospel? How do we defend our testimony for Christ? How do we defend the truth of God's word when people do challenge it, when they do challenge it, when they do oppose it? Either through their words or through a lifestyle, they're just, how do we defend it in a way that would honor the Lord? Well, just let me run through a few things here.
And hopefully we'll be done here in just a few minutes. But I would suggest to you, number one, look with me. Just flip back about just a one page maybe in your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. Listen to what Paul says here. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Paul says, I have fought a what? A good fight. Not a bad fight, but a good fight. There are good fights out there. And young people, it is okay to fight for truth. It is okay for us to stand and defend the Word of God with our words and with our testimonies, and to stand because the Word of God declares that that honors the Lord. That word good there means commendable. That means pleasing, admirable. The Lord is pleased when His children take the courage of the Holy Spirit and fight. The good fight, the Word of God calls it. And young people, as you step forward with these decisions, I want you to know that it, don't look at it as just a fight, but look at it as a good fight. A fight that the Lord looks at you and says, I'm pleased with your stand. I'm going to bless you for that. And we see that, number one, in defending the gospel, remember, when you defend it and stand it, it is a good thing to the Lord. The Lord doesn't look down on it. But there are some things that are very necessary when contending and fighting for truth. And I want to just run through these things for the sake of time. We're not going to go look at every reference. But one, Paul deals with it in 2 Timothy. We ought to do it with long suffering. When he's encouraging the pastor there again, how as a responsibility, you're there. It wouldn't be too hard for you. Look there in 2 Timothy 4:2. It says here to the pastor, to the preacher, again to Timothy, it says, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort. But get this, a lot of preachers leave this out, and a lot of Christians do too, with all long suffering. As a pastor, I realize more and more that, yes, there is a time where I have to rebuke. There is a time where I have to exhort and correct. But I must, absolutely must, always do it suffering long. I must do it in a way of patience. And God's people need to understand that, yes, we are to contend and fight. But remember, do it with long suffering. Be willing to suffer long in the battle. Being hopeful of a situation as you're fighting, there's a long suffering needed. But it also says there in that same passage with doctrine. We don't fight this battle with our opinions, young people. Hey, listen, if you go with your opinions, man, you're going to end up humiliated in the sense of not having a leg to stand on. But I want to tell you what, if you stick with this book, you have everything to stand on. Everything. You have it all right here when you stand upon the Word of God. And those truths, I hope you'll write them down in your Bibles. And I hope when we make decisions and services, I just pray that we'll understand we stand on doctrine. Over in chapter 2, flip over one more there, chapter 2, in verse 24 and 25, there in 2 Timothy. Look what he says here. Again, giving instruction, how to contend and fight for the faith. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. Says here, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Get this in verse 25. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So we see here that there's a gentleness needed. When you contend for the faith, listen, you cannot be honorary about it. You cannot be angry about it. That comes with child rearing. That comes with anything in life. When you have to confront somebody, and young people, when you do have to confront your friends about something that they're watching, listening to, saying, and trying to get you to do, when you confront them, you must do it gently. They will respect that. Parents, when you instruct your children and reprove them for something, we must do it gently. I need help with that. I don't know about you parents, but I need help with that. I struggle with that.
I have a tendency to be harsh. And when we stand on truth, I believe it pleases Almighty God. Yes, when we contend for the faith and we would defend the truth that God is speaking and working in our hearts. But may we do it with gentleness. May we be apt to teach as the man of God is told to be here. Be willing to explain why we believe what we believe. And taking the time to answer questions. That is what God would have us do, to be patient, to endure when we defend. You know, it says here we are to instruct with meekness. That's a lowly spirit. That's a spirit that, hey, listen, I'm not claiming to have it all together. But listen, I must tell you this. You are in error. What you are saying is wrong. It's contrary to this book. And I'm not claiming to have it all together, because one who's a gainsayer, a back talker about truth, they will be one of those that when you confront them, they'll be saying, well, hey, you think you got it all together. You think you're Mr. or Mrs. Perfect. That's a front. It's a front. So what you do is you come, even in that spirit, when people respond that way, you can say, look, no, I don't claim to have it all together. I do know my weaknesses. And I appreciate you reminding me of that, because it's true. But I will say this, I am seeking with all that is within me to honor my Lord. That is responding in meekness. Defending the truth with meekness. Let me close with this verse. Go over with me to 1 Peter. Just flip about four or five books there. Go right past Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. James. Right past James, you'll find 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm just going to read these three verses here. And we'll close in prayer. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 15. And I'll read through verse 17. He says here in 1 Peter chapter 3, I'll begin reading verse number 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason. Now, young people, don't be surprised when you have one of your friends that asks you about a decision you've made. Why are you talking that way now? Why are you not doing this? Hey, listen, be ready to give them a reason. We need to be ready to say, this is what God did in my heart. If they laugh, they laugh, but you are at least giving them a reason of the hope that is in you. It says there in verse 15, with what? With what, church? With meekness and fear. That's a reverence. You know, I feel that fear is when you get these things, we're not doing it like we're boasting. Well, I do it because I am, I got in touch with God. No, it's not. When you talk to somebody about a decision that you've made, do it with fear, because you know what? It don't take but 1 second to veer off of that decision. You know that you do it in reverence to Almighty God for what He has done in your heart and is doing. But you do it with fear. And then verse 16, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, those are people that accuse us and falsely accuse. They may be a what? Ashamed that they falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Now, if I can leave you with anything, young people, on your decisions that you have made over this past week, please get verse 17. For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. I trust that will encourage you. Look at that one word there in our verse, in verse 15. You see that word right there, young people? Look at that. Everybody here, look at that verse in verse 15. That word there, an answer. Ready always to give an answer. What is that word? Well, the Greek word is apologeia, where we get our English word apologetics. That word there, answer, carries the idea of giving a verbal defense, a speech in defense, a reasoned statement or argument. And meaning, in other words, you are ready to give a defense for the reason you walk in Christ Jesus. but you do it with meekness, fear, gentleness, patience, long-suffering. You take time to teach. You have to have those things. Even defending the gospel is totally necessary. That word there, answer. May we all have an answer. May we be ready to defend the faith. And may we as a church make it a point to equip our young people and equip each other to be able to stand on the Word of God and not be afraid to stand up for what we believe. I trust the Lord will lead us in that as a church to grow in our knowledge and understanding of the Word of God and being able to explain why we do what we do. How many of you here have heard of the missionary that died on the mission field by the name of Jim Elliot? How many of you have heard? Most of you. Jim Elliot was one of the martyred missionaries in 1956. He was a passionate Christian who journaled many of his thoughts and prayers. If you have never read In the Shadow of the Almighty, that is an absolute Christian classic. But listen to what he says here. Elizabeth noted a lot of his journaling. But listen to this. One such entry addressed his concern about impact. Impact. Making an impact. That's what we are to do when we leave here out of these doors week on, week out. We are to make an impact. And this is what Jim Elliot said about this. He wrote, get this prayer. And may this be every one of our prayers leaving here today. Father, make of me a crisis man. Bring those eye contact to decision. Let me not be a milepost on a single road. Make me a fork that men must turn one way or another on facing Christ in me. His impact continues on even though he died over 50 years ago at the age of 29. Do you see what Brother Jim was saying? He was saying, Lord, let me have an impact on the people that I come in contact with. My walk for Christ. Lord, make me a fork in the road where people have to make a decision to see Christ in me. I trust that that will be our prayer even tonight as we defend the faith, as we stand on truth. God, make us a fork in the road. Let's pray. Father, I am grateful for the testimonies tonight. What a blessing. Oh, Lord, my heart is so filled right now. And Lord, I understand as these teens testified, there is no claim to perfection. None of us are there and none of us will be until you perfect that sin nature one day when we graduate to glory. But until then, Lord, would you please help us to be faithful, to be trusted. Lord, and as we look to your word this morning, as we look to it this morning and tonight, Lord, help us to hold fast, to be able to cling and to defend the word of God that is trusted. It's trustworthy. Lord, change us. Change our church. Oh, God, we do ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you stand with me? We'll have a couple minutes here of invitation for you to respond to the word of God. There's a decision that needs to be made. Perhaps it was a testimony that spoke to you. Why don't we just respect each other during this time and spend some time in prayer?